Hi, everybody. Welcome back here for the final little bite-sized political podcast of the day. But don't forget the live show. It's coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. I hope you'll tune in for that one. And I thought we're going to talk a little bit about Mr. Joe Biden. 4 more years. Yeah. Before we do that, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk, my sponsors. See the link below. Do check it out. And as you know, we have the US presidential year. It's an enormous significance. Ultimately, it's going to be a choice between Joe Biden and Mr. Donald Trump. It's going to be one or the other of those. I think individuals who were saying that, no, Biden's going to drop out. No, he's not. It will be Joe Biden on the ballot, and it will be Donald Trump. That's it. It's going to be a rerun of 2020, and we know how that one ended, didn't we? So if Biden was to win, of course, that would give him another 4 more years. And so I wanted to play you a short clip of Biden speaking at an event. And I think what you have to pay close attention to this one, listen carefully, because you'll hear him say 4 more years in reference to, eventually he mumbles that out. He then says the word pause. In other words, he's literally just reading every word off the auto screen. That's what he's doing. Listen to this. This is remarkable.
What we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. 4 more years. 4 more years.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years.
Pause. 4 more years.
4 more years, pause. He's literally reading just the words that are on the screen for him to say. He doesn't know what he's saying. He just says it. And then obviously the hallelujah chorus joins in, 4 more years, as if, I don't believe the US can survive 4 more years, dot pause of Joe Biden, do you? And I think that's the intention, by the way. I think that's the plan. The plan is, if you're going to burn America down, you need Joe Biden in the White House. And so is it conceivable to me that this guy can win? A guy who can just reads the auto cue. That's all he does. Doesn't write it. Doesn't understand it. Doesn't have any comprehension as to what he's actually saying. Yet he's going to be the guy in the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, hang out with, by that point, he's going to be heading into his mid-80s then, isn't that right? I think he's 82, so he would be 86 or maybe more by the time he would finish his second term, which I doubt he would do, but that's not the point. They want to prop up this hollow man. That's all he is. He's hollowed out, this corrupt, venal, old fool. They want to prop him up and somehow get him in so that they can go about the continued business of wrecking the US, bringing it right down, you know. And he's the perfect candidate for them. I have to tell you, it's not going to be Big Mike. It's not going to be Gavin Newsom, unless he drops dead, which is of course entirely possible given the state of his health. But this is where we are. You know, it's almost incredible to think that a nation once as proud as the United States could be represented with someone as mediocre, as demented as Joe Biden, let alone re-elect him. And that yet that's exactly what the choice is. The choice is, can we get Biden back in the White House? And I think, and I hate to tell you, that there's a really good chance I think they will succeed, because I think that these things are planned. Yes, things can go wrong. So was Donald Trump supposed to get in 2016? I don't think he was. So it does show that even their plans can go wrong. But can Trump do it again? I doubt it. I think, you know, if the world is going to go to hell in a handbasket, then it needs Joe Biden there. If we're going to save things, we need Donald Trump there, of course. That's a positive way of looking upon it. But I just think that, you know, when you listen to the stuff that Biden comes out with, for example, talking about his Uncle Bossy, who was eaten by the cannibals back in the Second World War, you know, the stuff this guy gets, and he's been getting away, he's been doing this for years now, and the media just looks the other way. Meanwhile, if Donald Trump closes his eyes briefly in a court appearance, people are, the media is instantly over him saying, look at Trump. Look at Trump. He's sleeping. He's falling asleep. He's a silly old fool. Well, he doesn't make up things about uncles being eaten by cannibals. He doesn't read verbatim off an auto cue. He understands exactly what's going on around him. And that's why, you know, I could have lots of criticisms of Donald Trump. And there are lots of valid criticisms of Donald Trump, by the way, folks. We shouldn't just, sanitize him. But, I mean... there's no comparison between Trump and Biden. And there'll be no comparison between the sort of America we get as a consequence between Trump and Biden. I've done an interview, which will come out in the next couple of days, with a U.S. Foreign affairs expert and my friend Eleanor Mercer. And we talked about, you know... the Trump situation. And I think, you know, the guy called Daniel McAdams is right when he says that, you know, people who think Trump's going to change everything are in for a hell of a shock. And I agree with him. I think they are. But I still think it gives us at least a chance. With Joe Biden, there's no chance. There's no future. It will be the end of the American experiment for good. The damage this guy will do, the damage he's already done. And now, of course, as we head into the second half of 2024, we have all these campus protests in favor of Gaza. Suddenly Gaza is being weaponized and turned into another BLM pre-election issue because the Democrats do love a bit of race baiting ahead of an election. They love that. So will they get their George Floyd moment? I don't know, but I'm sure they'd love to get one. But their maneuvers to get this demented old fool back into the White House. And I honestly don't think that America will be able to survive that. Thanks for listening.